Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
So a woman goes to her mailbox. Mary sends it in on, hey, I was wondering, said, I found a dryer sheet in there. And I mentioned it to my neighbor, and she's like, I have one too. And so they immediately think, oh, the roving gang's got here. Some kind of sign. We got tagged. What does this mean? And then so they went searching online. They found on Reddit some postal worker had posted, well, you know, that's how you keep the yellow jackets out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I had no idea. Maybe they should have told me. I would have left it in there. Anything about this that you can understand, Elise?
Hi. My mom uses dryer sheets to get mosquitoes away.
Now, does she rub them on her body or just, like, hang them off the porch?
Well, actually, she rubs them on her body, and if she's wearing a tank top, she'll stick them underneath her bra straps and just sit there in the yard like that.
Good tip. Good tip. All right. So rub it on my body or stick it under my bra straps. That's what you and your mother would recommend, right, Elise?
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to try that.
Plus, you smell like fresh laundry. Who doesn't want to smell like fresh laundry?
Right?
Absolutely.
There's nothing but wins in that story. Nothing but wins. I like that. Thank you, Elise. You've been a big help. Tuck them right there under your bra strap, Nikki.
That's great.
I would totally do that.
That's something that I wouldn't have understood until now. Let's go to something else I don't understand. And even Swanee pointed this out just a second ago at 6:03. Let's do a new feature this week on the show, Violetta.
Oh.
New feature on the show that you'll be in charge of called What's Going On Here?
What's Going On Here?
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is each and every day, about this time, we're going to post a picture. We're going to post a picture from somewhere around the radio station. And then we're going to put that up, and then we're going to ask you what's going on here. And the best caption will win a prize each and every day.
I love it.
I think I know today's inspiration.
So we walk in the studio today, and we're walking down the hallway to the studios, big long hallway. And there's like 74 fire extinguishers in the hallway.
Barely an exaggeration.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
They're
everywhere.
Like twice the size of a normal one.
We are obviously planning one kick-ass bonfire.
Yeah.
So, my instinct's like, all right, maybe they needed to be certified, checked, and or whatever by the Chicago Fire Department, or maybe something else is going on here. So, Violetta, go right outside the studio, snap a picture down the hallway of all of the fire extinguishers so you folks can see it. Let's post it, and then the best caption to that picture will win a prize.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow, wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next, right here.
Can't do it. Sorry. It's the mix, time for the Eric in the Morning list. A survey says 90% of women do more housework than men. 90%? Jeez, well, it's... We'd love to really cut into that, you know, and chop that down to about 50%, ladies, but there's so many chores we can't do as men.
Yeah,
totally. We're just unable to. The top three chores men are unable to do are clean the bathroom, don't know how, can't do it, not wired that way, don't have a skill set. Use the washing machine or dryer. So many buttons.
So many.
Many unexplained buttons on there.
Yeah.
And speaking of unexplained buttons, that's what happens when you iron a shirt. There's buttons everywhere and you break them and can't do it.
Yeah.
So the top three jobs that or chores that women can't do, because you just not wired that way, can't do it. Hi, Christina.
Mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. Taking a pass.
Yep.
Wish you could help. Can't do it. Not going to happen. You say what, Valerie?
Cleaning out the garage.
Cleaning out the garage. Wish you could help. Just
so
not
many
there.
Boxes. Yeah.
So much dirt.
Yeah.
Meredith, got to be what?
Shovel the driveway.
Shovel the driveway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wish you could come out there and help when it's sub-zero, but whew.
Yeah.
Never learned the skill. Never learned it. Never learned it. Yeah, Christine.
Take out the garbage.
Take out the garbage.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy taking out the garbage.
You can do
cleansing.
It all day.
That is
cleansing feeling.
There's a satisfaction to it. I don't even know what it is. At number three, can't do it, Dawn.
Change the oil.
Oh, in the car. I'm not certain I can do that
either.
Nope.
Oh, I'm positive I can't.
Thank God for Jiffy Lube.
Yeah. Nope.
At number two, can't do it, Lori.
Cleaning up vomit after anybody.
Oh.
Cleaning up vomit. Got to leave that for the men.
Yep.
It's in the men's skill set. And finally, in at number one, there are jobs men just say we're unable to do, and there are jobs that women say, well, we're unable to do what, Paula?
110% cannot weed whack.
Not weed whacking. Right.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, so many chores to do.
I haven't weed whacked in a while, which sounds like I'm trying to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something satisfying about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Paula. How's your morning going?
Pretty good on my way to work.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse at LaGrange Hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Thank you for all your hard work. You don't have time for weed whacking.
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely not.
Important work to do over there in LaGrange. I ate over there at a place called Elm the other day. You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, right downtown. There was about 30,000 kids in the playground of that school. They were. I thought something happened, like, you know, they just threw open the doors and let them all run wild. It was crazy.
It's fun seeing kids at recess.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
I remember my dad took me fishing one time.
That's it? You seem like you would be the guy that goes fishing.
No.
What went wrong there?
One time. My dad has no clue how to do any of that stuff. Like, you could tell he went to the dad handbook one day and said, all right, take child fishing.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. Yep.
So we went to, like, you know, the sporting goods store and bought up, you know, the basic bare necessities.
Yeah.
And went out to some pond he located. And we were there like 20 minutes. We both went, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
This is not working.
And then you went to off-track betting.
Right, yeah. This just wasn't happening. 312-233-1019. Dwayne The Rock Johnson took his daughter's fishing daddy-daughter bonding trip. Whip's dad would take him fishing occasionally. Violetta doesn't know what she and her dad did. They're still trying to sort that out. Right. Nikki, your dad.
We played. Catch was our thing. Like we would go in the yard and play catch. That was just the two of us.
My dad and I would play catch.
Like nobody. It was just our thing.
Dad, want to have a catch? It's like a whole Field of Dreams thing you had going
on.
Exactly. Yep. 312-233-1019. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
You and your dad, when it was time to bond, what would you do?
Oh, so Swanee corrected my pronunciation. We studied karate together.
Ah, yes. Yes. I believe, as Kramer said, it's karate.
That's right, karate.
Karate. Yes. So you would go do karate together and just, you know, spend the afternoon doing it?
We studied together about three times a week at our peak. We started when I was 5 years old. And it led to me participating in national and international competitions.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
That's awesome.
So you obviously enjoyed it. That's nice. Thank you. Hey, Diane, what would you and your dad go do? Hi, Diane.
Oh, hi. We went to see the Green Machine and the Demolition Derby.
Demolition Derby with Dad.
Yeah.
Come on, Diane. Let's get together and go watch people drive into each other.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whip, you are a big monster truck guy. Have you exposed your kids to the monster truck experience?
Yeah, I've only gone with the kids, and we have to buy them those gigantic headphone things so their eardrums don't bleed.
They seem to enjoy it. Do they look forward
they
to monster
like
truck
it.
Time?
They do, yeah. Nice. El Taco Loco, that's one of them. Toro Loco, excuse me, not Taco Loco. I think it's a restaurant.
I love me a Taco Loco right now. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You and your dad, when it came time to bond, what would you do?
Pheasant hunting.
Pheasant hunting. Oh. There you are. Oh, nice afternoon pheasant hunting. Let's go shoot some birds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be great.
Yeah, I was too young, but he would shoot them, and I wore the vest that he would just stuff the dead birds into. So
special.
Right. I can tell you have such fond memories of it.
I do. I have a 5-year-old daughter now, and so he just can't wait to have that experience with her. And I'm like, at it.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe go out and get yourselves, you know, some pheasants or some quails. Hi, Stacy. Bonding time with Dad.
Hi. My dad would take me to this road that ran along a golf course, and we would pick up golf balls.
Oh, hours and hours of fun just strolling up and down, retrieving golf balls.
That's fun. Or, like, reaching under the fence to grab the one that was on the other side of the fence.
Oh, yeah.
And would your dad...
Before
your dad
the golfer got there to hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. What was that, Vila?
I was asking, so is your dad a golfer? He was collecting the balls so he could use them?
Not a golfer.
Not a what?
He wasn't a very big golfer.
No, he just liked to collect the balls.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just about the collection more than the... And spending time with your daughter walking through the ditches looking for golf balls. Lovely memories. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Bonding time with Dad?
He actually raised me and my brother and sister on fishing, and that's my profession today. I actually lead the fishing department at Cabela's.
Look at that.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
The bonding hobby became the career.
It did. It did. And actually, when my dad died, we ended up spreading his ashes in Minnesota on one of the rivers up there.
Wow. So
That's what he wanted.
You know your way around some fishing. You know what? I should have just gone with you and your dad when it was time to fish rather than my dad trying to pull the handbook out to do it. And then finally, Patrick, a little bonding time with Dad.
So me and my father, we'd load up in the old station wagon, head to the horse stables, and fill up bags of horse poo for manure for the garden because it was
God,
free.
What a great childhood memory.
Back in our home and just enjoy the smell.
What a great childhood memory. Come on, Patrick, get in the car. We're going to go get some horse poo.
And then I had to spread it. He didn't even help.
Come on, Patrick, let's go get some horse poo. And by us, I mean you.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
And number three.
Nickelodeon's beloved 1990s game show Legends of the Hidden Temple is getting a revival, and this time it's going to be with adult competitors. It's going to be on the CW, and they're kind of hoping to play on people's nostalgia.
I got nothing.
Well, because you weren't watching Nickelodeon in the 90s.
I got nothing. What's it called?
It's called Legends of the Hidden Temple. So it's kind of like a Fear Factor, like a game show for kids. It was, but now it's going to be for adults. And
what's the one show that's on that they keep changing the host, they keep promoting now? It's kind of along those lines where they send people out and they hit them in the head and knock them in the pool.
Oh,
Wipeout?
Yeah.
Wipeout.
That's so funny. Yeah. I like that show.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
A new Mountain Dew flavor has been leaked. There's a picture online of a can for Mountain Dew, and it's called Cake Smash. So I guess it's going to taste even more like a dessert. So
you know, I had a Pepsi Mango the other day.
Really? How'd that taste?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Pepsi and mango.
Yeah.
I love Pepsi Cherry.
I've never seen Pepsi Mango before.
No, it's weird.
This is going to be cake and caffeine, basically.
You know what I like when it comes to Mountain Dew? Code Red. Can't go wrong. Yeah.
Oh, or the Tropical Blast.
That one, too. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Pop star Ariana Grande has been married. That's not what I meant to say. She's married to her fiancé, Dalton Gomez.
Has been married.
As of yesterday.
Yeah, they're going to be, they tied the knot in a tiny and intimate wedding. The 27-year-old singer did it in front of fewer than 20 people over the weekend. Here.
Which is more than... More than she usually does it in front of.
No. Okay, her now husband.
Dalton.
Dalton is 25 years old. He's a real estate agent. And they started dating in January 2020. And they got engaged in December.
All right, let's go around the room. I give this Labor Day tops.
Tops. Wow.
Tops. This thing is annulled by Labor Day. This is a summer marriage. You know how they have like summer dating or summer romances?
Yeah, yeah.
This is just a summer marriage for Ariana. This thing is wrapped up by Labor Day. Nikki?
1.75 years.
Okay. 1 3/4 years. Whip.
I think I'll go Memorial Day. This
give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
2 weeks,
by
okay.
June, it's over.
All right.
At least 5 years.
No chance.
For sure.
No chance.
Because she never got this far. This is the first time she actually got married.
No chance.
I will say it's risky. She's marrying a real estate person when real estate's super hot.
I don't think he cares.
I know.
I don't think he needs to sell any more houses.
It's an ego thing. It could be an ego thing. So that could
He's 25.
Go into it. I don't know.
No way. 5 years.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
The headline says, why getting busy took a pandemic hit and what to do about it, a strategy. Oh, yeah. Is schedule a weekly sex date time. All right. 312-233-1019. We're going to make a game out of this.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. Mary, Eric, Samantha, and Doug.
Wow.
All on hold. We're just looking for specific times that you have scheduled for this to happen. We don't need a lot of details, but we're going to try to guess. So, Mary, you're going to start. Mary, don't tell us the time just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, Nikki, we would like you to guess, what time do you think Mary and her significant other have something scheduled? What would you say?
Day and time?
Day and time.
Thursday at 8 p.m.
Thursday at 8. Is she right, Mary?
Nope.
Nope. Sorry. When is it, Mary?
Sunday morning at 8 a.m. before you get ready for church.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how the Lord would want it.
Right. Nope, did not get that one.
Before church. I guess you need something to repent.
All right, there we go. Thank you for that. Eric, please do not give us the details just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right, Whip, you're up.
Okay.
Eric, what time, day and time, does Eric have it scheduled?
This is a Wednesday at 7:35 p.m. guy.
Wednesday, 7:35. Eric, is he right?
No.
No. When is it, Eric?
It's Saturday morning at 7:30.
Saturday morning at 7:30. You guys are close on the time, so just get your days rough.
Busy weekend mornings.
Hours off. All right, 0-for-2. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, and congratulations on all you enjoy on Saturday morning. Samantha. Hi. Don't tell us.
I heard.
Haven't you been listening to the game, Samantha? Violetta, you already know the day, don't you?
Hi, Samantha.
All right, Violetta, go ahead and guess the time.
Okay, so I'm going to go Sunday.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah, at 6:30 p.m.
Samantha?
Wrong.
I don't know if I want to know.
Sunday morning before church.
Everybody before
what is
church.
What did you just do?
I'm going to walk into church and look around and go, what are you people doing?
Yeah,
this
right. Seriously.
Church just got weird.
Is that like an incentive to go?
All right. Doug, don't say anything. Don't say anything at all. All right, Doug, don't say a thing. Are you ready to go, Doug?
Ready to go.
All right. last chance. All of you get a guess at Doug. Nikki.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my Thursday at 6 p.m.
All right, Doug, is that right or wrong? Just say right or wrong. No. Whip.
Wrong.
Whip.
I'm going to go like a traditional Saturday night at 11:30.
Right or wrong, Doug?
No. Wrong.
Violetta.
I'm going to go Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Tuesday at 1 p.m., Doug?
Nope. Wrong.
What is it, Doug?
Saturday, Sunday mornings at 7 a.m.
Doubling up.
Saturday and Sunday.
That's a busy weekend at Doug's house.
Way to go, Doug.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. All right. So Bronco, Violetta's dad, is somewhere in Belgrade right now.
Close.
Wandering around trying to find a bus.
Yeah.
Or something. To get to the Serbian village to see her grandmother. Whip almost ended up in Janesville, Wisconsin last night, often mistaken for Belgrade.
Totally.
Right. You had a very challenging trip that one time. 312-233-1019. Where'd you go and what went wrong? Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
Where'd you go and what went wrong?
I went to New York with one of my girlfriends for the first time. I fell in a pothole and broke my ankle.
Oh, my God.
So we went to the immediate care center where they x-rayed it and told me that I had broken it in two places. They wanted me to go to their hospital, and I said, no, thank you. I said, I'm getting on the next plane home.
Right. You can't trust those New York hospitals.
No way. No
I'm going back to the Chicago hospitals.
Yeah.
Where they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder why that would be. I could see maybe if you, no offense to men, dear Violetta, but if you broke your ankle in multiple spots, maybe not going to the Serbian Village Hospital.
Oh, no. Right. I don't recommend that ever.
No.
312-233-1019. Hi, Allison. Where'd you go and what went wrong?
Good morning.
Hi.
So we made a trip over the winter to California to visit family. Okay. And on our way back, we had to fly from LAX to Oakland, which is by the time you get up, you come back down. Uh-huh. And then the Oakland trip to Chicago was canceled. So I was like, awesome. So we had to fly back to LA, go back to my cousin's house, to then finally book another flight like 3 hours later with my 85-year-old grandma, by the way. So we finally went to Oakland, to St. Louis. Took forever to find a rental car, and my grandma sat in the middle back seat the entire way back from St. Louis and never complained, and it was the most uncomfortable thing because I sat there for the last hour of the trip. She didn't complain.
I feel like I'm on the trip right now. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I'm in a rental car. I'm in St. Louis. I was just in Oakland. I don't know where I am anymore. Why is this grandmother sitting here? 312-233-1019. Where'd you go and what went wrong, Randy?
Hey, good morning, guys. You'll appreciate this, Eric. We went on a fishing trip to Bull Shoals, but we rented one of those big houseboats.
Right.
There was 10 of us. Guys fishing trip.
Nice.
Oh, you'll be fine all week. You'll be fine all week. After 2 days, the holding tank for the bathroom was full.
Oh,
well, you get 10 guys on a houseboat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
try to imagine that. Things are big. It's not like you can just go drive them back and empty them or anything.
Right.
Disastrous.
So what happened? Were you like a bear? You had to poop in the woods or what happened?
Pretty much so. Kind of, you know. Dangle over the rail, I guess.
Oh my God.
That really ruins it for the people that are fishing downstream.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what a bear does in the woods. 312-233-1019. Right now, somewhere, voice guy is smiling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right you are, Eric. Yep. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What went wrong? Where'd you go?
We flew into Denver. We were driving up to Estes Park, and the traffic was all coming out of Estes Park due to Colorado's largest forest fire. They were evacuating the town.
Nothing like driving into a forest fire as opposed to out of a forest fire.
Right.
Yeah. That's because the bear was doing something in the woods.
Yeah,
that's right.
Love Eric in the morning? Don't miss Eric in the afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
Mixed Morning Mindbender, will this sound good? Daters lie.
They do?
Right.
Like, I had no idea. No. I thought everybody was 100% honest.
Always.
I guess
especially
not.
Online. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I guess people on Bumble are lying. Hmm. And Tinder.
Who would have thought that?
But what are they lying about? The top three things daters lie about. What's number one? 312-233-1019, Larry.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. You believe it to be?
The celery.
The celery. No. But that's number two, Larry.
I thought you said the celery.
That was my guess.
I kind of did it first, too.
The celery.
And I didn't get
and
why.
The carrots.
It would lie
and the cucumber.
The celery.
No. The celery.
If you have celery, you have celery.
Exactly. At number two, it's money and finances.
Yep.
The number two lie. Number two lie is money and finances. No, the number one thing people lie about, daters lie about, is what, Caitlin?
It's their height.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Woo. Not many people know I'm 6'4", Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the truth?
No, would
really
I lie?
It's really hard for short men and tall women. You know,
true.
I get it.
It's true.
Women lie shorter, you think, and men lie taller. Interesting. height, followed by money and finances, followed by number three, what daters lie about, pets.
Huh?
I don't know what. I don't know, like... They don't have one. They do have one.
Saying you have a dog and you don't?
You got a dog? Oh, yeah, I got like four. Yeah.
Weird.
I don't really understand that one. I'd have to look
into
that
one more.
Come by house.
Where's all your dogs? Oh, they're on vacation.
Yeah, I just got them at they're at the kennel. Got four dogs at the kennel right now. Whip, how tall are you?
6'3", just like you.
Right. You lie about your height ever?
No. You know what? Here's the thing. I literally thought I was 5'10".
Right.
And then Violetta's like, no, you're not. Like, right when she started here.
And then
I measured.
Too.
She said it just like that one day. I was like, I should actually check because I think I'm gonna get back at her and say, yeah, I sure as hell am. So sure enough, I'm 5'9".
Wow, you've held on
to
that.
I think men in a lot of cases right around our height, it's the same thing. We're not necessarily lying. We're just lying to ourselves more than you.
Maybe.
We're fooling ourselves. We've talked ourselves into believing we're a certain height, and we're just not.
Yeah.
Like, I believe I'm 5'11", but I refuse to be measured because I'm pretty certain I'm probably lying to myself.
It's not a lie, but you believe it to be true.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And if you say it enough times, it becomes true.
Yes. Exactly. So you thought you were 5'10", and you're actually 5'9"?
Yeah, and I wasn't mad at Violetta for saying that, but I was more
Yes, you were. Nikki. He was really mad.
I was not mad.
I was
more like, I'll show her.
I'm sure I am
5'10".
And I was wrong.
That
was mad right there is what that was.
I was wrong.
Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Hang on, Bridget. Hang on, Lauren. Hang on, Faith, our three competitors for an Ariana Grande opportunity. Something I was just thinking about and we talked about earlier. I don't know if you heard the news. Ariana Grande got married to Dalton. He works at Properties.
Kind of, yeah.
And they're going to live happily ever after, I guess. Or will they? So I wanted to try something here because this is kind of they got engaged like at Christmas. She met him like, he was at an open house. He had an open house. She's like, oh, we should stop in. She walked around and said, well, I think I love this guy. And they got engaged like that afternoon. And now they're married. They ran off and got married.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Let's see if we can do it. This is kind of going to be like a Price is Right kind of thing. This is like showcase showdown closest without going over.
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Lauren and Faith, we're getting you. We're going to start with Bridget. Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Hi, you're an Ariana Grande fan?
I am.
All right, did you hear she got married?
I did.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to ask all three of you, how long does this marriage last closest without going over? And whoever ends up winning closest without going over, if Ariana Grande comes to town in concert, Nikki's getting you tickets.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
So she got married to Dalton. He works at At Properties. He's a real estate agent. How long do you see the marriage lasting? What's your guess, Bridget?
1 year.
1 year. Okay, mark this down.
Okay.
Bridget says 1 year. 1 year, no more. So 1 year from today, closest without going over. Okay, hold on. All right, Bridget?
Okay.
All right. Hi there, Lauren.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have you ever married an insurance agent, Lauren? I mean, not. I mean, a real estate agent. No, I am an insurance agent. We would accept that as well.
I have not.
Are you married now?
No, I'm not.
Ooh, still a chance.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 18.
All right, perfect. That's, I believe, how old Ariana Grande is.
27, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. All right, so she married... Thanks, Violetta. It's actually 27.
No, I just remember because that's still young.
I heard that voice, Whip, that you just did.
What?
When she joke-slayed me.
Voice?
When she joke-slayed me there.
Oh, yeah.
Joke-slayed.
All right, Lauren, closest without going over. It's like Showcase Showdown. Ariana Grande, how long do you see this marriage lasting?
I say no more than 9 months.
9 months. I like the way you think. 9 months from right now. All right, we're going to write that down. Closest without going over, Lauren could win Ariana Grande tickets if she ever comes to town.
I hope it's longer, but knowing how the last one ended.
Right. No way it's longer. It's way more hilarious if it's shorter. Yes. All right, so hold on. Hold on. All right, and finally, hi, Faith.
Hi.
Hi. Have you ever gone to an open house before?
An open house? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you fallen in love with the real estate agent there before?
No.
That's what Ariana Grande did. Okay, closest without going over. You're a big fan, right?
Yeah, I want to say forever. I don't
okay.
Really know how that works.
All right, forever.
Ooh, I like that. That gives me a lot of time to get tickets.
Forever.
I like that one.
All right, you're going with forever. So it's closest without going over, which is actually pretty good because if it gets lasts more than a year, you basically win, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. All right, so we have 9 months, we have 1 year, and we have forever. Because earlier this morning, and it met with the sneer face, I said there's no way this thing makes Labor Day. No way. This is a summer marriage. Some people have summer romances. Ariana Grande just decided to have a summer marriage.
Hmm.
Whip, you said what?
Memorial Day.
It's 2 weeks.
Yes.
Whip gives it 2 weeks before they get this thing annulled.
Yep.
Nikki, what did you
go
with?
I was just under 2 years.
So
1.75. Yeah.
And Violetta, I think you went, much like Faith, you went the forever route.
Well, I went 5 years.
5 years, same
I don't
thing.
Know if that's forever.
In Hollywood, that is forever.
It kind so, of yeah. is, actually. Yep.
All right. So we'll see how this goes.
5 years flies by. It's like it's like college in a year, you know?
I hope, I really hope, that's what it is. I really hope that real estate market continues to be strong for Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's got a lot to, if he's trying to keep up income-wise with her, he's got a lot of houses
That's
to sell.
That's a lot of houses he's going to sell. He's got to get the inventory rolling.
Yep. So
he might just be selling her houses for her.
Right. Case, too. Not a bad gig.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Bees everywhere. I got three bees stories, then a lion's story, then a creepy story rolling us through Tidbit Tuesday. Here we go. Bees, number one, Georgia woman shocked to find over 100,000 bees in her home for the second time.
Oh, man.
And she's still shocked, huh?
Something about the house just keeps bringing the bees in. The Georgia woman, Lisa Oldman, has been living in her home in Decatur, Georgia for 14 years. 4 years ago, we had a really big hive taken out. A couple years later, we had a smaller one taken out. Then a week ago, the biggest one, the grand finale, more than 100,000 bees. That's bad.
Third time's a charm?
I guess.
Yeah.
What do you Man know? Stung by 1,000 bees in Flower Bluff, Texas. Man was getting ready to go fishing. Hey, we had a lot of fishing talk earlier today with The Rock. Go fishing when the bees attacked him. Firefighters quickly arrived and doused the man with water in order to get all the bees off him. The man was taken to the hospital to be treated. Pest control experts have been brought in to find the hive. We'll look for that woman's house.
Yeah.
And then finally, Dutch researchers have trained bees to sniff out COVID-19.
Wow.
Told you I had a lot of bee stories.
Yeah.
Bees were given sugary water as a reward for identifying samples of the virus and got no reward for showing for tracking down non-infected samples. The scientists found that after learning the system, the bees could identify a positive coronavirus test within seconds.
Unbelievable.
Bees. Your firearms are useless against them. Hey, working too many hours is killing 745,000 people a year. Oh. None of them in this building.
Wow. Oh. Maybe that's what happened to him.
Wow, this is taking
We know better, Whip.
Went a weird
we
turn.
Know where they are. It's on Instagram. They're all on their boats.
They're on vacay. Yeah.
Too sick to come in. Can't make it.
Why are you on your boat? Working too many hours is killing 745,000 people a year, according to the World Health Organization. The standard work week of 35 to 40 hours is okay. Working 55 hours or more in a week is associated with a 35% higher risk of stroke and death.
Thank God we're not close.
You gotta put, that's true. On the morning show here, we're not close.
We got to get out of here. New York City Marathon is returning in 2021 after last year's race was canceled. It's a sign of the times of things getting better. Maybe go out and get yourself in tip-top shape, run the marathon. Did you see the story about Lions coach, Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell? All right, he's a weirdo. He's a definite weirdo.
Yeah, he's like he's the guy who had that speech, rip your kneecaps off, right, and then come back and eat the other one or something like that.
And he thinks he's like the dude. Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, he thinks he's like the ultimate in inspiration.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at his opening press conference, he's like, all right, we're going to break all of our opponents' kneecaps and eat them.
Yeah.
And even his players like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, now Lions coach Dan Campbell says he's dead serious about wanting a pet lion at the team facility. He's like, we're getting a lion.
Wow.
Like one of those you put outside your house? No, like a real one. Like that, like those tiger people down in Texas.
Wow.
Guy's lost his mind.
Right.
That'd be kind of exciting, but I don't know.
I would love to literally just have a pet lion, said Dan Campbell. A legit pet lion on a chain. A really big-ass chain. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This guy, I don't know which will be shorter. His tenure with Detroit or Ariana Grande's marriage?
That's a great bet.
Well,
I don't know which one.
Yeah. I can get you tickets to the Lions game easier than the Ariana. I think we'll go with that one.
Illinois man with FU tattooed on his forehead was arrested out there in Wheaton.
That does not happen in Wheaton.
45-year-old Angel Scatini appears today in an Illinois courtroom. He's also known as Alejandro Lopez.
Oh.
Didn't Lady Gaga sing about him once?
She sure did. Yeah. Alejandro.
It was like ring,
Alejandro.
Ring.
Right. He's being held on $5,000 bond in connection with arrest for burglary, theft, and possession of burglary tools. The mugshot shows that right across his forehead is the tattoo with the full letters F-U on it.
Hmm. All right.
It's tough to go see Graham at Christmas with that.
He's very shy, clearly. Doesn't want attention.
Right. And finally, woman stays at creepy Airbnb located above abandoned mall. I don't know. That sounds kind of cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like every movie.
Claire Shulin posted a video of the mall to her TikTok account where she said she and her friend were fine, but the abandoned mall was a little creepy. In the footage, she shows off an empty promenade area for a mall that's seemingly been closed down. In a later video, she clarifies that her Airbnb was part of the building above the mall, but that she wouldn't be giving out the exact link until after she and her friend had left.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the weirdos would show up.
For sure.
That's a thing. You know, exploring abandoned malls is a thing.
It's a thing?
It's a thing. Yeah, like dead malls. I swear, it's a YouTube thing. And there's exploring abandoned buildings, period, but a mall thing specifically.
I can go to YouTube and watch YouTube videos of creepy people exploring abandoned malls?
Yeah, well, Exploring with Josh is one channel that is really interesting. He explores actually tons of interesting stuff. Just breaks into places.
You go down a lot of YouTube rabbit holes, don't you?
I've been down the Exploring with Josh rabbit hole.
Check out the mall.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Here we go, Violetta, number three.
People are discussing a cocktail creation called the Incredible Hulk. It's a green-colored mix of fruit liqueur and Hennessy poured over ice. After an image of the drink was shared with the caption, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Any chance that makes the cut for Friday?
No.
Okay.
All right.
But
people are talking about it.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The song that was number one on your 7th birthday will define your 2021 year. That's what's trending right now. So I obviously had to look up mine, and it was Cher's Believe, which is just very inspiring.
Very inspiring.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's a strong one.
What is it? Believe. 20? So it's your 7th birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of math.
It could be some really bad ones. Yeah, it could be some really bad ones. Yeah. I think Violetta wins with Believe, but
all right. I'll look.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Redbox is going public, which many then said, Redbox is still a thing? No. The DVD rental kiosk.
I saw one the other day, actually. And I saw somebody actually renting a video in it.
Okay. Really? I have so many leftover Redbox DVDs at my house.
Do you?
I mean, they charge you for it eventually, so I didn't steal them. But I do have them, just kind of left over.
Mine is either the Joker or Show and Tell.
Oh, go with the Joker.
Yeah.
That's all right. way better.
All right. I don't know. I just looked up song titles.
By who?
Okay, so anyway, the DVD rental company Kiosk is actually valued at $693 million, so what? It's not bad.
Really?
I know.
Well, who knew? Thank you.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, the mix.
So we got in this morning, way at the beginning, way at 5:30 we get in. We all walked down the hallway and we thought, why are there 7,000 fire extinguishers in the hallway?
Yeah.
We're kind of still wondering.
Maybe we're getting brand new ones. Maybe they're all brand new.
They're like Costco size, too.
Yeah, big ones.
They are.
We were expecting a big bonfire this morning.
Right.
On the 27th floor here, but I don't know. So we had Violetta take a picture. Swanee will end up choosing the winner for our new series this week called What's Going On Here? You see the picture. You provide the caption. Best caption wins a prize. We'll have a picture each and every day. I've already selected tomorrow's picture.
I know. I'm excited to see what it is.
Yeah. What's going on here? All right, Swanee, you ready over there? Make sure I got it all set here.
All right. I'm so excited. We got so many messages. Thank you so much for going to our Facebook page, looking at that picture at Eric Morning Mix.
All right, Violetta, you have selected your five favorites, and Swanee's going to pick the winner.
I have.
All right, so the picture is posted. If you look down the hallway, there's 72,000 fire extinguishers there for some reason, and here are the five captions at number five.
Okay, Rose sent in, you get a fire extinguisher, you get a fire extinguisher, a fire extinguisher.
I like it. Little Oprah thing. Number four.
Tim, looks like the office cater spicy bean burritos for lunch.
I see what's going on there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Number three.
Leanna, Big Karwowski is a liar, liar.
His pants are on fire.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Has big pants because he's tall.
He wears big pants.
Yeah. Okay.
Pants. That's pants
a lot
on
of
fire.
A lot of layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very layered joke.
Yeah.
I give her credit for that. Number two.
Myra, firefighters are working from home today.
Okay. And number one of your choices?
Paul, I think someone misunderstood the get ready to fire them all message from corporate.
Oh, hey, that's a good one. I like that.
There we go.
I like what you did there. All right, Swanee, let's go live to the producer booth. Swanee, which one of those will it be?
It's the last one.
All right.
Paul, I hope you're wrong.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Paul, and congratulations. What's going on here? Another brand new picture tomorrow morning on The Mix.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.